Penguin Audio presents Dave Barry's History of the Millennium, So Far, by Dave Barry. Read by Patrick Frederick. As Abraham Lincoln once said, journalism is the first rough draft of history. Or possibly it was Thomas Edison who said that. I'm pretty sure somebody said it because you often hear journalists quoted in an effort to explain how come they get everything wrong. We see this all the time. Journalists rushing to get a story out under deadline pressure will report, based on preliminary information, that a ship sank and 127 people, many of them elderly, perished. Then, upon further investigation, it turns out that nobody, in fact, perished, although one elderly person was slightly injured by a set of dentures hurled by another elderly person in an effort to get the first elderly person to stop talking so loud. Then it turns out that this happened at a nursing home as opposed to a ship, although the elderly people were watching a video of Titanic at the time, and although there were only four of them as opposed to 127, the nursing home is located on Route 124, which is only three less than 127, which is not that much of an error when you consider the deadline pressure that journalists operate under. That's what we journalists mean when we talk about the first rough draft of history. I was a practicing journalist for a number of years, 127 years to be exact. I started in 1971 as a cub reporter at the Daily Local News in Westchester, Pennsylvania, and I can honestly say that at least 87% of the time when I produced a news story, I had no idea what the hell I was talking about. For example, one of the beats I was assigned to cover was the Downingtown Area Regional Sewer Authority, which, as you might imagine...